Cheering at pro wrestling shows in Japan is back, and 2023 is already shaping up to be a big year in the history of pro res. That's why you should listen to the Emerald Flow Show. From the Royal Road to the Green Mat, Paul and Gerard take you into the world of All Japan Pro Wrestling and Pro Wrestling NOAH. Not only do we analyze events, but we examine business, who is getting over, what angles are working or not. Occasionally, we take a look at other Japanese promotions like DDT and Zero One. So if you're looking for more coverage of the world of Japanese wrestling, check out the Emerald Flow Show on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
It is Flagship Plus, this time a single topic Flagship Plus. Or does it count as a double topic? Because we're going to talk about last night's AEW Collision, which of course was piggybacked by AEW Rampage, a three-hour block of wrestling for AEW last night. So whichever way you want to look at it, it's either a single topic Flagship Plus, because we're basically covering the same three-hour block of wrestling, or it's a two-topic Flagship Plus, because we're technically covering two different shows, Collision and Rampage. To me, that's one topic. But, you know, maybe to stretch things out, like you would a college paper that needs a certain amount of words, for marketing purposes, maybe I will market this show as a two-topic show. At any rate, we're going to be talking about a lot of AEW on this Flagship Plus as we review Collision from Vancouver and Rampage from Vancouver. And let me tell you something. If you are a Winnipeg Jets fan, if you are an Edmonton Oilers fan, as Pete Dunne would say, hang your head in shame. The Canuck fans, listen, I don't know nothing about hockey. I don't follow the NHL. I don't even know how many of those teams are like still alive in the NHL playoffs, to be completely honest with you. I think I can name one player collectively from those three teams. Isn't Connor McDavid on the Oilers? If not, I can name zero players from any of those teams. Okay? The only Vancouver Canucks I can name are like Trevor Linden, Pavel Bure. That's like That's the best I can do with the Vancouver Canucks, players from 30 years ago. Winnipeg Jets, I don't know if I have anything for you. Teemu Selanne, that's not even the current Winnipeg Jet franchise. But, yeah, listen, this crowd in Vancouver was phenomenal. What a hot crowd. And, I don't know what it is about Collision. Collision is my A show. Collision is the people's A show. Oh, I almost always, except when Dynamite really knocks it out of the park, okay? I almost always enjoy Collision more than Dynamite. And I don't know what it is, because when I look at this Collision show that we had last night, there were a number of squash matches, okay? There were at least two or three squash matches on this show. And if Dynamite gave us two or three squash matches, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I would come on here and complain about it on the Thursday Dynamite review, more than likely. But there's something about Collision, and I don't know if it's, you know, because there isn't that pressure to be the A show because it's the B show, right? Or if it's because it's on Saturday nights and it's on the Turner networks, and I feel nostalgic about WCW, and the pacing's a little different on Collision. It's not as like frenetically paced, and it's just, when they give me a squash match on Collision, I don't mind. In fact, I enjoyed every squash that we had last night on Collision/Rampage. And there were probably three or four of them between the two shows or the one show, whatever you want to call it. But it just feels like Collision is paced a little differently. It feels like AEW with the foot off the gas pedal a little, right? It's hard for me to articulate. But all things being equal, I almost always enjoy Collision more than Dynamite. And I understand Dynamite's the more important show and they have to get more done on Dynamite and they know more eyeballs are on Dynamite. I get all that. So maybe even from a psychological standpoint, when they're putting together Collision, that's all coming into play either subconsciously or consciously. And it just results in a more relaxed show that just feels like a kick-ass wrestling show nearly every time. And when you combine that with a hot crowd like they had in Vancouver with nearly 7,000 fans, they might have even, you know, I haven't seen the final attendance numbers, but that's a strong AEW rank and file television crowd number to do anywhere within 7,000 fans, even for Dynamite, especially for Collision. Okay. And in Canada where, you know, they've struggled a lot of the time to draw. So big crowd and a hot crowd. And this show just had a ton of energy and it had so much great wrestling. I mean, I'm going to talk about a couple of matches here that I thought there were three matches on this show that were just fantastic.
Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.